Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 15th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Sukkah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. It says in the Parsha of talking about Sukkahs, in Vayikra, it says, Ulakachtem lachem bayom harishon, you shall take on the first day, Pri Eitz Hadar, Kapos Tamarim, Anaf Eitz Avos, Arvei Nachal. These are the Dalad Minim, the four species. Pri Eitz Hadar, says the Gemara, this is the Esrog. Kapos Tamarim, the date palms, this is the branches of the date palm when they just start growing before they spread out, before the leaves spread out on either side. And it's still like a scepter. That's called a lulav. Anaf Eitz Avos, these are the myrtle, the hadassim, whose leaves cover the stem. Arvei Nachal, these are the willows of the brook. They don't have to grow by the brook, but they have to have the signs of the Arvei Nachal, which means that the leaves have to be elongated like a river, like a nachal. They have to have a smooth edge and the stem should be red. That's called the arava. Most of this variety do happen to grow by the river, but it doesn't have to grow by the river. All these things were said, were told to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, and each one of these minim amakev the other, which means if you don't have all four, then you can't be yotze, you have to have all four of them. Says the Mishnah, lulav hagozel v'hayovesh posel. A lulav that's either stolen or dried out will be unfit for use. The Gemara explains that the lulav that's stolen is posel because it says lokachtem lachem, has to be yours. Lachem, lot something stolen. And even if the owners have been miyayish, have given up hope of ever finding it, which then means that the person who stole it really has ownership of it because he's koneh it with Yush and Shini Rishus. Nevertheless, it's posel midrabanan. Midrabanan it's posel. Why? Because it's a mitzvah that's done with stolen property. We call it a mitzvah bob avera. What about the lulav that's dried out? Why is that posel? That's because it's not called hodor. It's not called beautiful anymore. And we know that just like the esrog, which is the only one the Torah actually calls hodar, has to be hodar, has to be beautiful, so too all the other three minim have to be hodar as well. Shelah Sheira, a lulav that comes from a tree that was worshipped as an idol for Avodah Zarah, and therefore has to be burnt, anything of that tree has to be burnt. V'shel Ir HaNidachas, or a city where most of the people have been persuaded to do Avodah Zarah, and then the halacha is you burn the city and all its inhabitants and all its possessions, all its property. Posel will therefore be posel. A lulav coming from either of these two places. Why? Because a lulav needs a shear. A lulav that comes from an asher and nidachas is posel because the din is of an asher or nidachas has to be the lulav had to be burnt like the rest of the tree or like the rest of the city, and therefore it's as if it doesn't exist now. Ha'oimid l'sreifa, if it's about to be burnt, it's considerably burnt. It's lacking a shear. Nikdam roishay, says the Mishnah. Further, if the top of the lulav has been chopped off, which means it's not hodar, or nifrutzu olav, or if, let's say, the leaves have now come apart, have separated from the spine, even though he tied it together. Some say it means literally fallen off, completely separate from the spine. Others say even if they haven't completely fallen off, it's still hanging on it, but it's now separated. It's now hanging from the branch on the side. That too will make it possible. The lulav will be possible. Nifrudu alaf, if however the leaves have just gone apart from each other, separated like branches of a palm tree, then kosher, it's still kosher for the mitzvah of lulav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yagdenim al-Maila. He says if they've separated, then you should still tie them together with the spine of the lulav. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tzinei har ha-barzel, lulavim that grow in har ha-barzel. Some say that it's a mountain, it's a place near River Arnon. Others say that it's a very harsh type of hardy type of date palm that grows on mountains, has very small leaves, and it doesn't. The leaves don't grow all along the length of the spine of the lulav. Ksheres, they'll still be kosher. The Gemara gives a qualification to this, however. When do we see it's kosher? That's if the top of each leaf at least is long enough to reach the bottom, the foot of the next leaf, the one above it. If, however, it's so the leaves are so short that the top of one leaf doesn't even reach the root of the leaf above it, then it'll be possible. Lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tefachim kedei laneya bai kosher. A lulav that has three tefachim and enough to shake with it is kosher. The Gemara explains that really we should edit the Mishnah to, that it should really read ukedei laneya bai. In other words, it is three tefachim long plus it has a bit enough to shake it, which means a lulav has to be at least three tefachim so that the hadassim and arava will be reaching up to the top of that spine. But the spine has to continue another tefach to shake it above the hadassim and arava. The mitzvah of lulav, after all, is to shake it. And then kosher, then it'll be kosher for the mitzvah of lulav. This is the minimum shear of its length, four tefachim or 32 centimeters. Mishnah base. Our Mishnah deals with the hadas. Hadas is the myrtle branch, and as we said before, it's one where the leaves cover the stem. You have to have three leaves coming out from one point all the way along the hadas. Says the Mishnah, hadas ha-gozel v'ha-yovesh posel. A myrtle that's been stolen or that's dried out will be posel, for the same reason we mentioned by the lulav, either the mitzvah of Bavera, or because it's not lachem, or because it's dried out, it's not hotter. Shel ashera v'shel ir hanidachas posel. If it comes from a tree that's been worshipped as an idol, or from a city where most of the inhabitants have been worshipping idols, seduced to worship idols, again posel, for the same reason that we said before by the lulav. Since it's omid l'sreifet, it has to be burnt. It's considered as if it has no shear now. It's considered as if it's already burnt. Niktam roisho, if the top of the myrtle branch has been chopped off, it's not hotter anymore. Nivrutz olav, if the leaves have separated, most of the leaves have fallen off, in other words. Or some say most of the leaves have been split. Oishahoya novim rubis ma'olav, or there were more berries on the hadasim than the actual leaves. Possible, then we say it's possible. When we say there are more berries, it makes it possible. The Gemara explains that if they are black or red, then hadas is possible. If, however, the berries are greenish, since they have the same colors, the hadasim, that'll still be kosher. V'im miaton. What happens if he does pull off these berries that made it possible, the red berries or black berries, and he takes them off? Kosher. The hadas can be then made kosher. But for ein mematin v'yomtiv, don't do it on yomtiv. You can't take off or decrease the number of berries in yomtiv so to make it kosher. Why? Because that looks like you're masakin clear on yomtiv. It looks like you're fixing a keli on yomtiv by making the hadas that was not fit for use or not or puzzle by turning it kosher by pulling off the berries. And that you cannot do on yomtiv.